Peter got up and Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Congregation may be seated. And please, children, come up to help proclaim the good news of the resurrection Christ this morning. Come and have a seat in the garden. And I have something to give each one of you, Charlotte. Grab one of these. Everybody's got to have one for this to work. Okay. Like the Lord, I might have to multiply the pinwheels here. Oh, I see you figured out what you do with them, huh? Everybody got one? Okay, now, for a moment, I want you to stop and just put those pinwheels in front of you, but up by your lips, and then I want you to take a deep breath. And now, this is like the breath of life, which makes the world go around, which puts us in relationship with one another. It's like the breath of life that God breathed into us at birth, or the breath of life that Jesus breathes into us at resurrection time. Now, I want you to stop and just look at it. Hold your breath for a little bit. I find sometimes when I am angry or when I am sad or when I'm worried, I hold my breath. What happens? Does the world go around? No. Things start to fall apart. Jesus in his resurrection life has come to breathe new life into us, so that whenever we are angry or worried or upset or not sure what to do, Christ comes to us and breathes life into us. So now I want you to take a real deep breath again and blow. Yes, this is resurrection life. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Thank you all. Those are yours. Keep them. Sometimes real life gives us an image and a glimpse of the resurrection. In some ways, that's what the children were doing. 2 weeks ago, our young brother in faith, known to many of you, Alex Mentman, he would have had trouble if I asked him to take a deep breath and try to make this pinwheel spin. I'm not sure he could have done it. He was losing his breath to disease. So now I want you to imagine with him that you are breathing now by virtue of a machine, a ventilator. This is 2 days before you fell asleep with an affliction that stole your breath and would eventually steal your life. But now you have had a double lung transplant that you might breathe anew, that you might live. And now, interestingly, on the third day, or should we say spiritually on the third day, the breathing tube is removed. And like a newborn, you search for that very first breath. And we all watched him. At first, a tentative breath comes, with new lungs, new life, but then a true breath. Breathe deep. Deep and living. And we all saw a slight smile cross Alex's face and all the faces of those who were watching it happen. A breath and smile of life. Breathe deep. Resurrection life. We live in a world in which the breath of life is often crushed out of us. I remember listening to a young woman this past week or so who was watching the Cathedral of Notre Dame burn. She said, "I can hardly breathe." And I will always remember a striking incident or report around 9/11. Seismic scientific readings said the earth itself gasped right before the towers went down, as if the whole of the earth was losing its breath. Anxiety can take our breath when we find it hard to find life in certain moments. We gasp. Do you hold your breath in fear or anger or worry? I learned this about myself a few years back. I was contending with dizzy spells, but among other things, I realized that unconsciously, I was stopping breathing when I was worried or anxious. It's not good for keeping oxygenated. That's one of my mantras. Stay oxygenated, stay hydrated. So, breathe deep. How often do we restrict the breath of others, take their breath away, squeeze life out of others? How much of the world's population is hoping and praying this evening to wake up and breathe free? Isn't that what most of this immigration stuff is about? And most baffling, or perhaps most disturbing, the strangest, the most unsettling of mysteries, was that for Alex to receive the lungs of new life, there was a child who gave up his or her life. Only the cross can answer that mystery. Only the cross can renew life. For it was on the cross the breath of life was squeezed out of Jesus in a very real way. Part of the cruelty of the crucifixion is the suffocation that the crucified experienced. For the body on the cross is drooping, and in the droop it crushes the lungs, and the air and breath is squeezed out. But worse than that was the fear and anger that put him there, the unwillingness to share life with others, as he did himself with everyone. Still, with his last breath, he spoke words of forgiveness to us all and offers his spirit, his breath of life, back to God. "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," it says. And having said this, he breathed his last. The Gospel of John I love because it says he loved us to the end, but it was not a dead end. He loved us to completion, to new life, to new breath with God. His last breath becomes our first. We gather this day in trust. We trust that new breath comes. Now on the third day, we can envision that tentative breath came to the Christ. And then Jesus breathed deep the breath of God, the breath of life, the breath of new creation, of restoration and reconciliation for us all, trusting that in this breath that it is also for us. It is for our life. And so we can imagine that a smile of new life crossed Jesus' face for us, for our life, and for our salvation, his joy. That in Christ, God also breathes life into us. Just as I'd mentioned with the children, as at creation, the breath comes into the bodies. Or that famous story of the dry bones from Ezekiel, where the Lord says to the prophet, breathe on those dry bones, and life begins to rattle. Or when Jesus breathes upon his disciples, and the Holy Spirit enters in. Such it is with us this day. We are to receive the holy breath. So, dear friends, this morning, I ask you, center your hearts, your souls, your minds. Quiet your mind. And with me now, breathe deep. Hear and experience the story of the risen Christ. Share the breath of life with Jesus, our Savior. It is how Jesus felt, alive again, to breathe deep the breath of life, the breath and spirit of God, to experience the breath of life which enables us to love, to care for our children, to enjoy the creation, to build communities, to beware of life and its blessedness, to care for the suffering, which was Jesus' purpose. It is the breath that changes the world, that heals the world, the breath of forgiveness, the breath of new life, the breath that moves and infuses us all with God's own care and love, God's promise to you for life. The breath that moves throughout the whole world and throughout our lifeblood, simple and yet cosmically profound, like the butterfly flapping its wings in South America, changes everything. Breathe deep, resurrection breath, the breath of spirit, of life, of relationship with God and of one another. It is the very breath of prayer, the breath of hope, the breath of faith. Such is the breath Christ took on this Easter morning, which lives in us still, which we take in once more in promise and forgiveness, and it lives in us in new life, in community of shared life, all gathered sisters and brothers. Breathe deep. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.